pay close heed to my every word.
And here's to you, Rian Johnson. The Last Jedi made a lot of dough. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But listen here, Rian Johnson. The fans and I have got a few complaints. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Three, six, three, two, one, record.
Oh, wow.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 363. I'm Matt Durson.
And I'm your host, John Hunt.
I'm Josh Lingle.
I'm Clay, polite enough to wait for everybody to introduce themselves in Clay Inferno.
Oh, you are polite.
It's sort of a and Clay Inferno credit, you know? It's
oh, like
when Paul, it's when Paul Newman's in a movie, well, when he was alive, and but they had all the young stars first, but then they're like, Paul Newman's still a big name.
Or it'd be like featuring.
Yeah,
I always think of Cheers, where it was always and George Wendt at the end of that. I don't know why he was important.
You're a George Wendt then, Clay. Sorry, I was trying.
Clay, you're a George Wendt. You're fat.
I kind of thought about that.
I'm kidding. You are
I already
not.
Feel terrible about myself.
And he's down 25 pounds in the last year.
I know.
He's no awesome, but I mean.
Well, I mean.
See, look at what I did.
Good. That's good.
Backhanded compliment.
I'm just kidding, Clay. Great job. Good job. And welcome back, Josh.
My wife's a real pain in the ass, though.
What?
That's why I'm George Wendt.
You're right, Vera. Anyways, welcome back, Josh. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's nice that we finally settled all our differences with Josh.
Yeah, that whole rivalry thing we had going on.
It was pretty awkward.
Yeah. The lawyers got involved. It was
especially when we were all living at your house, too, for 6 months. That was just...
We were all living there, but refusing to do a podcast together.
Yeah.
Like, when we're all in the same physical space. It's like, no, I'm not doing it this week.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh is here. Forget it.
Of course I'm here. It's my house.
No,
you mean our house, buddy.
I picture us all in drawers in like a like sleeping in a big chest of drawers. We all even have a little
like the Three Stooges would do or something.
Yeah.
Well, they did it on Seinfeld. Kramer had the little this is so bad now, but he had like little Japanese guys in his drawer.
Oh yeah.
And then the wood like warped during the night because he had his like the heat went on or something, whatever it was, and he couldn't get him out. Anyways, all right, that's one of those things that like you'd see that like 10 Seinfeld jokes that just wouldn't work now. Like they didn't work then; it was bad then.
I don't know. I think they'd still work now, but it's still just horrible.
Just an internet, and people would be yelling about it.
Right, right. They would work.
Darrison, you should write that article and post it on leakpodcast.com. We need that traffic.
Things that would still work.
Oh,
yeah.
That would still work.
Yeah, 10 Seinfeld jokes that are still funny, and they were awkward then. They're awkward now. Anyways, speaking of
awkward.
I don't know what. Speaking of awkward, I gotta talk, and now I'm glad we're all here so we can
talkward.
Because I know, hey, we're gonna do some talkward.
This is Durson. It's an intervention. Durson's gonna have.
Wait, did you just take your chair and like turn it around and like sit on it backwards and like look at us?
I can't look at you.
Is that why you guys invited me?
I can't look at you.
No, I want to talk about this because since we all maybe the last time all four of us were on, we talked about The Last Jedi. I don't know if that was the last time we were
seems to
all
be
here.
That's always what we do, though.
But I don't really want to talk about The Last Jedi. Like, but I
but
want
you
to talk
about this other movie that you liked.
No, I want to talk about Rian Johnson for a minute.
Oh, okay, I'm down with that plan.
What?
We gonna talk bad about him?
First of all, why does he spell his name like that?
Why did he spell his name like
no
that?
No other Rian spell their name like that.
Yeah, was like he given that name, or was he like, my name's Rian, and I'm going to fancy it up?
It was like, I really I like Rain Wilson. Let me try to...
I want to be exactly like him, except not. No, okay, so obviously this is... Star Wars fandom has kind of gone crazy lately. First of all, the whole thing, Rose and the racism, and now people think that Last Jedi was this some sort of white genocide or something. Like, I don't know. There's all kinds of things.
When you texted me that headline last night, I didn't even look it up. I was like, that is so stupid. I can't even believe it.
It's something on, you know, there's an article here on Esquire. So now apparently Rian Johnson, he's not helping, first of all. He's stoking the flames a lot here.
Was doing that with the fan theories and stuff anyways.
He was calling everybody people like, hating man-child.
Yeah, man-babies. He calls them man-babies.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
You can't be a man and a baby.
I'm a woman.
What about the woman-babies?
But this is getting ridiculous. This is just, they're just movies.
Yeah.
Now, regardless of whether or not I liked his Star Wars movie,
we're on record saying on record like, how we feel about that movie. Yeah,
many times, but
just do a podcast about that.
About how we hate
about Star Wars. How much I hate them. And it would last years.
But I mean, I kind of think like, yeah, right.
Episode 363 of Jaws hates Last Jedi. 3, 2, 1, record.
And another thing.
We're here hating our favorite movie again.
Well, we'd have guests on to talk about why they hated it.
And welcome the guests of the host of Star Wars Minute to talk about what they hated.
Welcome to Dread getting to this movie 3.
What do they call that when it's like ruined forever? Is that the phrase everybody uses when there's like a spot in some sort of franchise and they're like, that's the moment it was ruined forever.
And my childhood was ruined forever. Well, I mean, he really is kind of ruining this for me. Like, not in it. And so are the fans. Fans too, the asshole fans. I'm not giving them a pass. They're trolls. No, they're this is what they do. Too. Yeah, but like, what the hell is going on? This was just.
I hated the movie, but I'm not gonna go and harass the people that made it.
Yeah, you know? Like
there's a line.
Yeah, I mean, they took this little thing I liked as a kid, and they're turning into this giant like, this is like Ku Klux Klan style like. it's a few movies, man.
Like, think about it this way too, Think of it versus Star Trek. There's plenty of Star Trek that isn't that good, but
there's plenty of Star Trek that's not good.
And, yes, but Star Wars, you know, it's there. There's plenty of good, even comic books. Like the Dark Horse comics are good, but not all the comics are good. Like the Marvel ones are like hard to read.
Most of them are. Well, they've been hit or miss. I'll be nice and say that.
but still, it's just like, I don't know, it's fucking Star Wars, man. Like, just because this movie or like this guy, yeah, like Rian Johnson is, he's definitely poking the bear, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, I'd like to say to him, if he was listening, which he's not, grow
spell
up.
Spell your name right.
You know? Rise above
the R-Y-A-N, level. R-Y-A-N, rise above.
Yeah. Just do not engage, you know?
Who goes on the internet and reads this stuff anyway? If let's just say we did have listeners for a second and people hated us, I wouldn't read it. I wouldn't care. Like,
as it is, I've thought about writing a review about us to complain about me how I don't like comic books, and it's a comic book podcast. I really legitimately thought about writing that review.
Yeah. That guy, John, who is me.
Clayto, who goes on and pays attention to things and comments.
Well, it's one thing. I don't know. I mean, there are people. I shouldn't say this, but some people there. We do get a lot of stuff on our Facebook that's like, oh, you know, will you review my comic? And we never really get around to it. Sorry, people. It's not nothing personal.
We don't want to ruin your careers by doing that.
Exactly.
Right.
Because our review is not really going to give them a whole lot of pub anyway. But let's just say, I mean, like, why is Rian Johnson, like, what does he care?
Yeah, why not, like, give everybody, like, now I'll get, like, sound preachy and, like, First Amendment about it. But, like, why not just let everybody have their opinions, man? Like, why does he have to call people man babies?
like because they're attacking his art, and he's like, "That's my art, man. I poured my," which I understand. I pour your heart and soul into something.
Sure, I understand.
I've had people jump on me about stuff that I've worked on too, even though they were wrong. But I didn't. I think that was very wrong. I was like, "You obviously." You know, they were getting on me about, oh, they colored him in the wrong Star Trek uniforms. Uhura is wearing, I forget, yellow or something. But if they were a fan of the original series, they would have known that the time frame that this issue took place was when Sulu wore a blue shirt and Uhura wore a yellow one.
So, I mean, they were literally wrong. They were actually wrong.
And I started to write a message, and I was like, what the fuck does it matter to me what this guy on some blog thinks? Fuck him.
Yeah.
So. If that guy's like,
that's why he's writing a blog and I'm working on Star Trek. So,
that was also the thing I was going to say. Like those Star Trek books that you worked on, like, that's what he's coming away from. It is that the colors are wrong on a couple of shirts. Not that they were like really like, good, cool. Like,
hasn't this colorist
thing?
Ever seen an episode of Star Trek when I was specifically instructed in the script to do a particular thing, but you know,
it's another funny thing because obviously this person doesn't understand that you were just doing what you were told to do,
just a professional doing a job.
Yeah, but they're like not talking about the story, they're talking about like some inconsequential coloring of a shirt thing.
Yeah, it was like when someone got me on me about Riker's eye color was wrong.
Oh my gosh.
And then after I saw that, I did change it so it was correct. So in one issue, he has the correct eye color.
Are his eyes brown?
I don't remember.
Who cares what color's his eyes?
Is the eyes number two color?
I think they're blue, and I was coloring them brown. But, I mean, it's a long time ago.
So I would never even notice this.
Yeah.
Because he's not, number one.
It wasn't all that long ago where I commented on Liefeld's...
that was great.
That's great.
I was like, what?
And he's okay. Rob Liefeld came back with something like what was it? Like that argument makes you stupider every time you say it.
And I was like, whoa, all right. He's paying attention.
You didn't know he's my very close friend.
Yeah,
clearly not. He's
sitting right next to me right now.
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
Let's get him on the show.
Yeah.
They hate it.
I feel like he's made kind of like a... Now that Deadpool is like popular, Liefeld is kind of like made sort of like a... He's kind of made a comeback. Moment. Yeah, he's had a little moment.
I'm going to say, I think his art is much improved. Those Superman covers he's doing are fantastic.
And it's funny because that's what I was commenting on.
Yeah, but you made a foot... thing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, look, feet. Like, meaning like he can draw them now.
No, I think he did an Uncanny X-Men cover recently that I was like, damn, man, that's pretty good. Like,
yeah, he's been doing it for 25 years.
I know.
You know, he's not going to get worse over time.
Imagine if he did that like jeans commercial now. Like, it would be like, forget it. It would be way different. But like, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, the point is Rian Johnson just needs to stop because then it only causes people to get more angry, I think. Yeah. I think it would be over. The movie's been come and gone. Like, you get over. Like,
Well, they're going to cancel his series now, right? Like, his trilogy.
No, I heard they're not.
Well,
no,
should, because he doesn't even have a story for it yet.
No, he has no idea. But, I mean, I don't think they are.
If he's going to write it like the way he wrote the last one, I'm like, please don't, man. You already heard enough of us as it is.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess as of, I don't know what date this was published.
I'll go see that series.
I mean, it was February 18th. I don't know, maybe. No, not today's
that's today.
Today's the 18th. Today. 15th, I guess that says. So, I mean, as far as, I think it's still on. But if he doesn't shut his mouth, I can't imagine Disney or Lucasfilm wanting this guy on.
They just put out the fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi movie that we all want, and
please,
you know, Jesus Christ, before Ewan McGregor dies or something,
or changes his mind again.
Yeah,
for a while he was like, "No, I'm never doing that again." Well, all right, I'll do it. And the answer goes, "Nah, never mind."
Did anyone see Trainspotting 2? The other movie called T2.
Yeah, I did.
I really enjoyed that movie.
I'm gonna say I kind of hated it.
Mm. I still want to see it, and I forgot all about it.
I just like Begbie. I don't really care about the
Because I watched the original movie in preparation for it. Oh, I see. Like, oh man, I love this movie so much.
Yeah. I mean, it could never be as good as that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then watching the second one, I was like,
that
I don't
baby on the ceiling, man.
Oh man, it's messed up. So also, I'm sure I sent you guys all the video from Red Letter Media, our good buddies at Red Letter Media.
Oh yeah, I actually watched
melting
that.
It's giant vat of Star Wars action figures.
I mean, I enjoyed that.
And when you said Red Letter Media does it again, I thought of the Metamorpho one that we did, where he's like, he done it again! What a man!
That was a good one. Stacey Dent was on that one.
I haven't listened to Metamorpho.
No, that was the other Metamorpho Stacey was on.
Oh.
Darrison played...
It's better when it's like Monty Python drag.
That's what I think. You're always like, we got to get a girl. I'd be like,
well, I wanted to get a girl because I know everyone thought it was funny with the, but some people didn't like it. Some people said that it took them out of it, despite the fact that I'm like, well, it's.
What are you in it?
Were in it in the first place?
I thought my girl voice was fantastic. You're going to have to marry me.
We're going to get a lot of backlash, some more backlash from the fans. Those man babies out there.
Yeah, nowadays, forget it.
Both of them. So, what would happen to Monty Python now? Would they be allowed to play? Anyways, I mean, that was great, though. I mean, but there's also a part of me, though, melting the action figures. I was like, that's a lot of money right there. You could have really.
But they have.
They were in excellent condition.
But those guys are.
They can afford
wealthy.
That.
Yeah.
If you could afford it, you wouldn't think that was a big
They make
deal.
Millions of dollars every day.
Every day.
Damn,
man. Should have got on that YouTube train.
Yeah.
Well, they. I mean, they just did.
Well, they actually own
Top Secret.
A YouTube train.
Oh, I see. We should have got on it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, Maybe they shouldn't make any more Star Wars for a while, I guess.
Well, you know what they're doing?
Yeah, I'm
going to go back to the figure thing for a second. Hasbro has just announced that they're doing, like, they're re-releasing all the old style figures, 5 points of articulation, original mold versions of the, you know, Star Wars figures.
Are they going to do, like, newer ones, like, with new characters, the old style, kind of like retro thing?
I think.
Looking for that Jar Jar so you don't have to customize it?
I think it's just the old original figures, but don't quote me on that, Peter.
But okay. They don't have them ready yet, so you get shipped like a cardboard.
Yeah, you get shipped a cardboard stand,
yeah.
And you're going to have to wait 6 to 8 months.
Isn't that what they did originally?
Yes, that part.
Yeah.
Is that the joke? Did I miss the joke?
That part's the joke, yes, but it's okay.
But not everybody knows that.
Yeah,
so only if you watched These Are the Toys That Made Us.
Or The Toy Galaxy, or read any Star Wars book.
Toys That Made Us.
I just wanted to sing the song. Come on, guys. Jesus, man. So, yeah, I mean, J.J. Abrams just rapped, apparently, the new...
Oh, did he? Was he rapping?
No, he filming raps. Maybe they should keep it wrapped up, is really what I...
Well, I don't understand how, you know, like the last movie seemed to kind of end everything, you know? I don't understand where you go from here. Hopefully what you do is you start the movie off as I said to do it.
Just waking up from a bad dream or something?
Han
like
Solo
that?
Still in carbonite. He's freed. He's old Han Solo, and all this stuff was just the fever dream he had. And Luke Skywalker is the one that frees him, and because... Princess Leia is dead in real life, you know, fighting rebellion.
Thank God there's no such thing as Ewoks.
Yeah. You don't have Ewoks, you don't have Jar Jar, because, like, that part, he just imagined all that shit. That part.
Even the prequels didn't happen?
They didn't happen.
Oh, all right.
So Vader doesn't even have to be Luke's father.
No, I think that still has to happen, because that was...
I think the prequels have to happen.
Curious.
They don't have to, because...
Let's not do this.
I mean,
nothing has to happen. This is later. John's crazy theory.
Okay, wait till you see. I've been secretly writing the script for the movie for J.J. Abrams.
Oh, my God.
I've been collaborating with Ryan Johnson. They like to call him Ruin Johnson.
Oh!
They really do. Like, wow.
I mean, he made a movie that I didn't like.
In JJ we trust, right?
I don't know, you didn't even like Force Awakens.
I like it better now in retrospect that if I were to rank my movies, Last Jedi's way in the pooper.
Oh, really? See what we did? We convinced Clay.
It's Josh's favorite still, though.
You still have not convinced me. It's not my favorite, but
we'll get there.
But it's in the pooper.
Mine is not in the pooper.
No, I'm sorry. Hey, I respect you for sticking by your guns.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't respect Clay for flip-flopping.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I liked Force Awakens better than Last Jedi.
I see. I think this is what we were talking about earlier, like on a different episode. I think somehow the new ones have made the older ones seem that much better by comparison.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah.
I finally ended up seeing Solo, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And what did you think?
And I didn't hate it, but I hated him as Han Solo. Talking about taking you out of the movie, like, he just really took me out of the movie.
They should have Durson play him with a girl's voice.
That's right. Might as well. It would have had the same effect. I don't know. I didn't hate it, I guess, either, but I didn't hate it. I just didn't like it.
I was like, maybe the next one will be better, and no, they're not going to do a next one, so.
No, that's just as well. They shouldn't do another one. Yeah. Even though they set up all this stuff with Darth Maul and everything, and for what.
Yeah.
That was the part where I was like, oh, we're getting interesting here in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Darth Maul should have been the whole damn movie.
Yeah.
So now with the timeline, is this Darth Maul after he was already cut in half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Clone Wars.
Robot legs. Yeah. I don't really understand how that works still, but
yeah.
Whatever.
There's a lot of half robot, half people.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know why you would die instantly.
I don't know why you wouldn't either. First of all, you cut in half, right?
He fell down that thing.
And yeah, then you've got like a 5 mile drop into whatever is down at the bottom there.
Light.
Yeah, just so I mean that can't be good if there's a giant light down there. It's probably
maybe that's just where they put all their sewage and somehow the organic material down there kept them alive. Yes.
Probably just a bunch of LED bulbs and it was really bright but not really hot. So
look at that! They're pretty good on Naboo with their LED lights.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very environmentally conscious.
Yeah.
Well, they're worried about
anyways,
the oceans
yeah,
too.
So what? I don't know. What is next for this? I mean, unless this movie's really awesome, I guess. Unless JJ.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's good because I want to like Star Wars again, but I really just don't. I hate it so much now.
It's weird. I want to hate it, but I just love it so much.
That's really bizarre.
Josh and I are the same person. We're just different sides of the coin.
You're bizarro.
Yeah.
You guys are like Two-Face.
The dark and the light side.
Ooh, the dark and the light.
Wow, to bring it back to Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, no, if they want to save this thing, I mean, this movie's going to have to be unbelievable, right? I mean, there's no way. There's no way it'll be this good.
And I've heard rumors that they've even brought George Lucas in to help with it. So that you know, if those are true,
ruin it.
No, not ruin Johnson. I said George Lucas.
Here's a question.
This needs more trade disputes. We're missing trade disputes.
If he's just the idea man and not directing it, I think that'll be okay with that, right? Mm-hmm.
I think his ideas are fine. His execution is always kind of... There's a great video that I just saw recently called How Star Wars Was Saved in the Editing. And it's a fantastic... It shows, like, here's where the scenes were originally, you know, and it's like the, you know, over the thing, and Star Destroyer's chasing Princess Leia, and then there's all this stuff going on, and then it cuts to Luke down on the planet looking up, and it's just real herky jerky, and scenes were removed, changed around, and it actually it's quite a good video. I suggest check it out.
All right.
If I remembered, you know, who the YouTuber was that put it out, I would send you guys a link. I don't know,
give him a little plug.
Yeah, but that's as pluggy as it gets.
Well, find the video. What's it called? How Star Wars Was Saved in the Editing.
Yeah,
I'll try to link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
The show notes. Well, anyways, yeah. I mean, I guess there's something about our generation generation and our, you know, like we're white suburban guys, you know what I mean? Like,
speak for yourself.
White suburban man babies.
Yeah, right.
There you go. That's more like it.
And like this was a, you know, this hurts a little bit maybe or whatever, but like, come on. I mean, wow. I never thought it would get like this.
Oh, the YouTuber is named Rocket Jump, and it is called How Star Wars Was Saved in the Edit.
In the Edit. All right. Thanks, Rocket Jump.
2 million views, so.
Hey, maybe we'll get a rub from him. Never mind.
2 million too.
That's right. Once our listeners get a hold of it. All right. Well, all right. We can move along. It's along. Josh Red Comics.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Move along.
Did you read the Star Wars Age of Republic Count Dooku comic? You know that I did.
I know. No. You've been going all in on these Age of Republic one-shots.
They're actually pretty great. And then I was just thinking, we were talking about George Lucas. Did George Lucas create Count Dooku in his own image?
No, I think he just happened to cast Christopher Lee.
Well, the beard is pretty on point.
The beard is on point. What do they say about Count Dooku? Do they give any insight into the, like, apparently he was Qui-Gon's master, right, and all that? Do they go into any of that stuff?
Yeah, they go into that, and he goes off, the Emperor sends him on a special mission to go and meet up on this homeworld, and there's a Jedi there, but this is like the dumbest looking Jedi I've ever seen. He's like has a tiger face. He looks like Talkie Tawny.
Oh, man. The tiger. I hate when they do that shit.
Yeah. Tony the Tiger from like Frosted Flakes?
No, Talkie Tawny, he's like in Shazam, Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so there's a Jedi tiger and he ends up killing this Jedi tiger. Now talking about how the Emperor is going to restore order to the galaxy. It's going to, yeah, he's going to get over on the, what are the guys that's fish lips? What is that?
Fish lips.
The Trade Federation?
The Calamari?
No.
The Mon Calamari?
No, the Trade Federation nyum, nyum. Guys.
Nyum, nyum, nyum.
Oh, really?
Nyum, nyum. Nyum, nyum. Nyum, nyum. Nyum, nyum.
There are Sullustans, I think?
Yep.
So he goes there to broker peace with these guys and comes straight some
and
sort
all
of
like,
a
deal.
I only know that from the video game because you can be him in like the video game, whatever.
But
I'm gonna say this: Star Wars video games never disappoint. I hope they keep making movies. They keep making video games.
Not this issue, but the next issue, Durson. Next one is Padme, and then after that we get
Padme.
General Grievous, Star Wars Age of Republic. So,
well, that's pretty good.
Durson's but watching General Grievous in my old backyard.
You still won't read it? Wow.
I probably still won't read it.
No.
I know. I'm just lame. I don't know why. I mean, I can't buy everything. I've got to cut back.
Well, you kicked all those Star Wars comics to the curb.
Well, Darth Vader ended. I was still buying that, but then now they're going to do another Darth Vader, and this one looks kind of silly. So I don't know. I do want to talk about a comic that I think we all would like, even you, John.
Even you, Dorn.
The new issue of Criminal.
I was listening to that about that.
Because John was to iFanboy.
Yeah, so I could know what you guys were talking about tonight.
You listen to a different podcast.
Yeah.
Be able to talk about our podcast.
Yeah, that's how it works. Because if I talk to them, I'm just talking to no one. You know, they don't respond when I talk to them.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So, did they think it was cool? Like this old?
Yeah,
so
they liked it, except they didn't like the fact that the convention stuff seemed like it was a little too current for 1997.
Yeah, they kind of address that. They're like, "Why is this? I thought the comics industry was going downhill." And I thought that's kind of they were going to explain it away, and they never really did. But whatever, it's fine.
So
I don't know why he said it.
Those people that
so what happens is there's this
fanboy.
Okay, yeah. Don't go listen to iFanboy. I mean, you can, but listen to us first. But so this old-timey comic book artist who has... Is he based on anyone, John, that you know? Like,
they said it wasn't based on anyone, but he had a very Wally Wood-type vibe to him.
Yeah. So his name was Hal Crane. He was kind of an alcoholic, and he used to yell at his assistants. But he was a great artist, and everybody, like, loved him. And, you know, so he's doing, the convention circuit as kind of like an old, you know, like the old-timey kind of artist do. But he finds out that some of his art was stolen and sold, and turns out his daughter did it. Like, his daughter stole his art and sold it out from under him. And so he's kind of old and destitute, and he wants to get it back, so he wants to hire the Loveless family, which is what the main character of the book, to steal it back. But there's a lot of, like, really inside comic stuff here. They mention Jerry Conway. They mention Wally Wood. They mention Stan and all those. Like, it's pretty interesting. But, yeah, I mean, like, the setting is a little weird because they set it in 1997, but, like, it's pretty – they seem pretty modern. But still, I mean, whatever. That's a nitpick. It's actually a really interesting book if you feel like this stuff, which I know, you know, we do. We like our comic history.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Never really like read Criminal, but I hear it's very good.
Yes, it's very well. Well,
are they all individual stories, or is it like
an old? There's like, they're like seven, you know, like five or six issues out of whack. And so this is number two in this storyline. Number one didn't have anything to do with comics, though. It's kind of just reintroducing the character again, if you didn't know who he was. This one, actually, you could just buy this one. You don't have to buy number one, I think, because it just picks up here. It's pretty interesting, though. I was surprised. I don't know why, because, like, Brubaker is sort of – he's always – I mean, it's Image, and he kind of always been on the outside. But he talks about, like, yeah, like, I was surprised he mentioned real comic book people, like
– Remita, yeah. Bendis, Mac.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's just But it's funny because, like, Hal Crane is, like, the guy that he's talking about, but he's nobody. But you say he's based on Wally Wood.
Well, it hints of Wally Wood.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was probably a bunch of people combined into, you know, one guy. Yeah. There probably were guys who threw things around
Wally
the office.
Wally Wood was just kind of, well, you know what? I really should have taken up blanking on his name. Ralph Reese, I think. He lives on Cape Cod. And he's friends with Mike Lau, and he used to be a assistant to Wally Wood. I friended him on Facebook because he used to draw Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Oh,
and then,
man.
And then I found out that he was like a golden age Marvel illustrator. And he asked if I wanted to come down and hang out, and he would tell about stories about Wally Wood and shit. And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. And then I was like, I'm fucking too awkward to go do this by myself. I'm scared. And so that was like 2012 or something. So I don't know. You're like,
you should have done it. 7 years?
It could have been one of those instances, though, where it's like, this was the last we heard of John.
Yeah, I know. It might have been a little weird. But yeah, I mean, it kind of shows sort of the underside of the industry, if there was such a thing. But, like, you know, he makes a fun story. He does, this guy Hal Crane, who's like the artist guy, confronts this guy in the men's room, and he pulls a gun on him, and he's like, give me back my art, you bastard, and whatever. It's pretty interesting.
And it's, you're like, I have, like, to wash my hands. This place is gross.
I don't know. Because there is obviously this market for that stuff. I mean, his daughter who stole the art, she said she sold it and paid off her mortgage. You're like, shit.
You're getting a lot of the comic book conventions. Isn't there, like, comic book conventions and all of the issues of Cover, the Bendis book?
Yeah, there is. They go to different cons and stuff. Yeah.
Bendis, Mac.
And that is Bendis and Mac. Not even just doing the
just quotes. Talking about himself.
It literally is Bendis and Mac. But yeah, I mean, it is interesting. Yeah, like Brubaker and Bendis are both kind of doing that thing now. So anyways, that's my comic pick of the week. Top of the stack.
Top of the stack.
The good bread.
The good. What about everybody else? Josh, you said you read.
I've been recommended by more than one person New Green Lantern, and I got to tell you, I picked up the wrong stuff because I did not like it.
the Grant Morrison.
Yeah, I think it was the Grant Morrison one. It's like the Green Lantern or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe the story's good, but I couldn't get past the crappy art. And I hate when a story's like that because I feel like I need good art to go along with it. And I was just like, I got three of them. I got halfway through the second one. I got to give it a shot again because I was just like, no.
A problem I have with those Morrison Green Lantern books is not like this. He wasn't like this on Batman, but it almost reads like an old, like, 80s or 90s comic. There's like word balloons. There's so much happening. There's so many different Green Lanterns. They have like. Did you get to the one where the guy had an exploding head as a head?
Yeah.
I was just like, what the hell is going on here?
A volcano head, and I was like, what is this? Yeah, it reminded me very, like, 80s style. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought. So
it's
I
like
know.
Trying to read, like, I tried to read V for Vendetta in like, issues. And it's like, you got to put it down and, like, go back to it.
Yeah.
Watchmen, not so much, but, like, some certain things, like, you're just like, it's so much happening on every page. To follow it just takes a lot of energy.
Well, I didn't read this, but I know what you mean, Josh. I don't care how good the writing is. If the art is so bad, I just can't get through it. You know, yeah. I mean, it's a comic book. It's not you know what I mean? Like, you need to have the good art.
Exactly.
You know how I'm like, I'm coming over to your side, Durson, here with this, my latest Last Jedi comment. And last week you mentioned Amazing Spider-Man and you did not like Chris Pachala's art.
Yeah.
And I was like a defender of it. I like Chris Pachala. I like his art. I like him on Spider-Man, actually. I like the way he draws Spider-Man. This issue, 15.
Yeah.
I was right there with you. I was like, this is not good.
Yeah, I don't know what. It seemed like rushed or something.
That's exactly obviously what I thought here, too.
Yeah. Ryan Ottley like set a high bar.
And Umberto Ramos is coming back for the Kraven stuff.
All right. Well, that's good. And he's awesome. I like him on Spider-Man, definitely. I don't know. Oh, you know what's funny too? Speaking of
the dumb lizard kid is annoying.
I know. See, like I just don't care. I don't care about the lizard kid. I told you that.
Yeah, it was just more of that in here. And
Oh, I'm gonna go out.
I'm going out. Oh, screw you, Dad. Lizard.
I don't know. It's different, I guess. But whatever.
Find a cure for his lizardism.
I want to say, speaking of like V for Vendetta and Watchmen and whatever you were talking about, and there's a lot happening. I bought this. Did anyone else buy this Marvel's annotated, anniversary edition or whatever?
Of what? Oh, of the Marvels. No.
Oh, okay.
I almost
but
did.
I did buy Alan Moore's Guide for Writing Comics.
Really?
It came out this week. Yeah, it was really weird. And I was like, almost like, oh, I wonder if Durson got that.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
I was thinking you were going to say that because you built me up with the Watchmen. And
sorry. No, I didn't see it. I was thinking of just that era. I don't even know when Marvel's actually came out, to be perfectly honest with you. But
the 90s, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't get there. I mean, I was reading it and I like it, but I'm like, well, this is
going to take me a long time.
Busiek and Alex Ross. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. I
recently reread
it,
though. I didn't get the annotated version, but I read it like a couple weeks ago, maybe.
Well, this is like four issues. It's not the annotated. It doesn't really. It's not annotated, really, except in the middle and kind of the end. It's not much to it. I thought there would be like little things on every page.
Right.
But it seems like it's kind of just, I don't know. But it's interesting, and I'm going to...
Captain America shield is round. Round.
But, I mean, I hadn't remembered much about it. And I didn't even know. I guess, I mean, I read a trade many years ago. But there was, like, an issue zero, which I guess, I think it was in the trade, right? I don't remember. But mostly focusing on the Human Torch. Like the Android Human, the 40s Human Torch, not the...
Yeah. Jim Hammond.
Yeah. And Dr. Phineas Horton, which is a great... I don't know why, it's just a great name to me. But yeah, you're right. I mean, like, reading that, you're like, oh, I'm reading a lot here.
They show that tube with him in it, supposedly, in Captain America, the First Avengers. That World's Fair, when they go to the World's Fair, walk around.
Oh, that's like the Human Torch... thing.
Supposedly.
I just consulted my Alex Ross book. Marvel's came out in 1994.
Oh, okay. Wow, so we weren't that bad. We were pretty close. We said 90s.
But hey, that's a fully painted book.
I know, man.
Sometimes even Durson's hard and fast rules have exceptions.
Well, this is Alex Ross we're talking about.
Yeah, right? Alex Ross is always the exception to that.
Just somebody. Some paint.
You say you don't like, you know, it's everything's black and white, as you know. Everything's Ayn Rand.
Of course. Who's Dan Rand? Is that the Iron Fist? Isn't that the Iron Fist? Isn't he Danny Rand?
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah, everybody should watch Iron Fist season 2 so we can talk Rand, about it.
That's right. That's why I got confused, Clay.
Well, who's this Iron Man then you're talking about?
Iron Rand.
So, anyways, thumbs down on Green Lantern, I guess. Yeah. The Morris Green Lantern.
From the Green Lantern guy.
The guy who has a Green Lantern.
The guy who said that seeing Green Lantern was like seeing Star Wars. The Last Jedi, that is.
And the only reason I have to agree to it is because we can look back and see that I said that.
That episode's probably lost to history.
Then I never said that.
I don't even know if it was an episode. I think it was in an email exchange. So it's really, it's not even really canon, you know?
Canon, the podcast canon.
So, changing the subject, I did read something else. I read Age of X-Men Next Gen.
Oh yeah,
That was pretty cool. Good art.
Cool.
Takes place in the future where everybody is a mutant. It was different. It kind of left on a cliffhanger-ish where I was like, I need to read more. So
very well.
Yeah.
Did that come out this week, or was that one of the ones you read, Jerson?
No, I didn't read that one, actually. I've been reading some of these new X-Men, this Age of X-Men thing. It's okay. I didn't really like, there was one book I didn't like, but some of them are, there's always, it's like an Age of Apocalypse thing, except it's better, I think. Because they're all good, and all the mutants are happy, and everything.
I almost went back to buy that Liefeld variant with the Wolverine, but then realized that I had already bought that issue, and I didn't want to have two issues of that comic.
That's the problem with those variants. That's the problem.
Liefeld variant Superman. I picked that up. I don't know if anyone's reading that. I'm on my own.
Yeah, you're on your own on that one. The Bendis Superman.
Yeah.
I would probably read it if I knew where the jumping on point was.
They're only on like seven eight.
You know, jumping on point is actually the Man of Steel miniseries that he did.
Yeah, I didn't read that.
Seems too much like work. Never mind.
That was only like six issues. Yeah. So I don't know. I liked it when David Mack was doing the variants. And then I said, nah, never mind. I don't want to keep it up. It's fine, but I don't.
You're not a Superman guy.
Yeah, I'm not a Superman guy.
You're more of an X-Men guy. I'm loving this Superman.
All right. I did like it better than most Supermans that I've read in my entire life. I like that he was a little more down to earth. He was kind of just like, yeah, okay, he smiled, you know?
Yeah.
So,
John Kent is like been out with Jor-El, traveling the universe, and he like aged because he was like on this like crazy adventure with him. So it like wasn't that much time down here on Earth, but he left like when he was 11 and he came back and he's now 17. So he's like full on Superboy now.
Huh.
And what happened was this whole issue is like him being stuck with Granddad in the spaceship going on all these adventures, just being like, I want to go home. And he even like runs into Kilowog and another Green Lantern when they were like out doing adventures because Jor-El and Superboy are doing just like, you know, they're helping all these different planets, you know, with their conflicts and stuff. And the Green Lanterns show up and they're like, hey, he's like, hey, do you think you could like maybe take me home to my parents? You know, like my dad is Superman. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you're already like, you're hanging out with him and we don't like him that much. So speaking of Jor-El, we're not going to help you. So, sorry.
Oh.
And then Jor-El is like, yeah, I've kind of trapped you here. I'm sorry. Let's go home. So he starts to bring him home, and then they get sucked into a black hole, and they're in the universe that has the speaking of the Morrison run on JLA, they had like the dark universe versions. Forget what they're called. It's like Owlman and.
What is it?
Aren't they kind of like the other age, the whatever? I don't know. I don't remember. Sorry. Not a DC guy.
Yeah, but there's... they run into those guys because I guess they're stuck in a black hole, so... He's back home now, but he's just telling... He's telling Superman and his mom, Lois, like, what happened and why they think that Jor-El is crazy. And Jor-El is like, he's like, I don't even know why I even exist. We shouldn't be out here on this adventure. Isn't that weird? Sorry, kid.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty weird. Oh, I'll take the little kid out with me.
Yeah.
Like, on all these adventures. It seemed like just a way to get, so Superman could do his thing, and then they could bring the kid back, and he would be all grown up and ready to go on, like, oh, now I'm 17. You know, it just seemed like kind of a way like to get there.
Superboy age, right. Whatever, you know. I keep calling him Superboy. Nobody's actually called him Superboy, but, I mean, that's what he is. Come on.
Yeah. He's a super boy.
And the other book is like him and Damian, and Damian is still like 11. So now they're gonna have to resolve that with, you know, like that.
Some more time. A lot
older now. Like all of a sudden, you know, John Kent is older, hanging out with 11-year-old kids. It's a little weird. That's all I'm saying.
It's a little creepy. Anything else, Josh? Sorry, before I...
I have watched some TV shows that just came out.
Very well. Everyone's talking about Umbrella Academy.
I saw the first episode of Umbrella Academy.
Yeah?
That was pretty good.
All right.
I enjoyed that. And then Doom Patrol.
Oh, Doom Patrol was so awesome. DC had
I had zero. You know what? I think DC does a horrible job at marketing their stuff because I watched that and I was like, I saw like trailers for that. I was like, this is going to be dumb. And I loved it.
I loved it too. It was kind of like basically like a really good X-Men story.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I read actually. They said they do X-Men better than X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And Brendan Fraser's in it. And it's like, you wouldn't think it would be awesome to see Brendan Fraser, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
Kind of is awesome to see Brendan Fraser. And he's really funny.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. What platform is that on? Anyway,
DC Universe exclusively. Can watch, like, it's kind of technically a spin-off of Titans. So
yeah. I see.
I thought they marketed that horribly as well.
Backdoor pilot.
Good.
Doom Patrol through Titans. Because there was a whole... And apparently there's going to be a new cyborg that'll be on that show.
Yeah.
That we haven't seen in Titans or And it's certainly not like the guy that plays him in Justice League movie or anything like that. It's a brand new cyborg.
Because that wouldn't make any sense.
Right. No, it wouldn't make any sense.
Wow, look at that. So TV or streaming or whatever you want to call them.
It was really a good X-Men story. It really was. That's the best way to describe it.
Right. Well, yeah, that was the review that I read.
They have their own professor that's in a wheelchair. Like, yep. And he's super smart, and he makes Robot Man, and he helps all these kids, like, deal with, or not kids, but they're actually adults, but, like, have them deal with their mutations. One of them is, like, has multiple personalities and stuff. It was very cool. It was very entertaining.
All right.
Talladega Nights thing going on there for a little bit. Because Brendan Fraser's like a NASCAR driver.
Oh.
And he dies in like a crash. Well, I won't tell you the Sixth Sense part of it, but he dies in a car crash on the course. And then the doctor guy, who's played by James Bond, Pierce Brosnan.
Oh,
he brings him back to life by making him Robot Man.
Now you're talking. So it's not really a Sixth Sense thing because he's not actually dead.
Well,
hey, you guys knew that Punisher was canceled, right?
Oh, I didn't.
And Jessica Jones.
Oh, wow.
Is that fresh news?
Speaking of TV.
Get that off of iFanboy forums or something?
Fresh.
No, I didn't get it off of iFanboy forums. Okay. Netflix just contacted me to tell me that they made the announcement.
Oh, you got a special alert.
Yeah.
Usually they just quietly like take stuff off the air, but
I thought they had already shot season 3 of Jessica Jones.
Well, maybe they did, but I don't know.
I thought I just read, I forget who is in charge of Marvel's TV.
It's Jeff Loeb. Like,
the recently filmed season 3 is still expected to air.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Jeff Loeb said that it's...
don't rule it out, he said, or something like that.
No, it was like, it sounded more like, really, it's happening. Like, they're going to move it somewhere else.
Well, I think he said it won't be before 2020, though. It's like there's contracts, there's stuff involved with the actors, and it's not like, I mean, I think they'd certainly like to do it. It just has to 2020 get
2020 is only right around the corner.
Right.
Yeah, it's only next year.
It's just about dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but I did read that as well. But, I mean, it was probably inevitable that Punisher and Jessica Jones would get it as well, since they canceled Daredevil, which is the most popular one. Apparently. So
need to see Bullseye.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it'll end up on, well, now apparently, so Disney also, once this Fox deal goes through and all that stuff, Disney will own 60% of Hulu.
Damn.
That's what I heard. So it'll either end up there or on the Disney Plus or whatever they're probably.
Josh, right? Did you watch, I forget, I might have asked you this, but did you watch Iron Fist season 2?
No, I never even watched season 1 because everybody crapped on it so much. I was like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah, that was my take on it.
I think it's worth a watch. Season 2, you can skip season 1.
So no, the Jeff Loeb thing I think just came out today.
Oh,
so our network partners may have decided they no longer want to continue telling the tales of these great characters, but you know Marvel better than that.
Ah, very well.
There's another guy that does not spell his damn name. Jeff.
Jeffa.
So, I want to talk really quick, changing gears here. Everybody knows my strange...
my favorite episode of the Transformers.
changing gears here. I want to talk a quick second about *Strangers in Paradise* 25, issue number 10. The last issue came out.
I heard about that on that.
You did? Podcast. They talked about it too.
Yeah.
Is this supposedly the last issue or something?
Of this, but then he's gonna do something else. I don't know what it's gonna be called, but he's bringing all of his as he had been doing all for a little while here. He kind of teasing little bits, and now all of his characters are not only living in the same universe, but they're all kind of going on an adventure together. So it's a lot different that for Terry Moore here, but I think it's kind of interesting to have everybody kind of involved. everybody from Rachel Rising, Strange in Paradise, Echo, and Motor Girl. So it's pretty cool.
Love a good crossover.
Yeah. What would be the opposite of kicking a skank to the curb? Inviting?
I don't know. Taking her out to getting back together with her? I don't know.
Because what I was doing was I was buying that book not because I was reading it particularly. I tried to read the first couple of issues. But because I know you're such a big fan, and I know that he's just making independent comics, so I would always buy it.
Oh, very well. But you weren't reading it?
That's just in my, hey, it's over there pile. You know? But I was buying it more just to buy it, you know?
Well, it's good to support. Literally, he is his own.
Well, he said he can't actually support himself on these sales, so that's...
So I need to buy...
Is that what he said?
So you need to buy like three or four of each.
To you? Did he say that to you?
Yeah, that's
me. Mail him a check.
After I got the Netflix announcement, Terry Moore also, or as I call him, T-Moore.
Yeah,
T-Moore. I call him T-Moore?
Are you sure that's not Tony Moore?
Oh, shit. Maybe different. That's why they weren't talking about Strangers in Paradise.
But you know, hey, I support him at the old Comic Cons as well.
Supposedly Hulu is now working on a Motor Girl series, so maybe he'll get some money from that since he can't support himself on sales, which is a bummer. But
it's just the nature of the industry and the economics of it.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
He's the ultimate indie comics guy. Like, everyone loves Strangers in Paradise. He's still selling back inventory, like, you know, like Watchmen sells. They call it the Evergreen book, you know. I'm sure he still sells those. They print them out.
I don't know if he prints old Strangers in Paradise. He has. You can go on his website and buy back issues, but
they're collected, right? I feel like people like constantly go back and I feel like that's one of the things you recommend it to somebody and then they start buying the volumes of it.
Yeah, I mean you can definitely buy. He's got it's actually kind of a ridiculous amount of different like ways that he's collected all of his stuff. There's like hard covers and soft covers and he had those pocketbooks and it's pretty funny. I mean, he did his Marvel work too a couple years ago. He did a run on Runaways. He did Spider-Man Loves Mary Jane, kind of a short series there. He did some stuff other than his own.
Very well. But, I didn't realize that was Terry Moore.
Yeah, it's Terry Moore.
Hmm.
Not that.
Do you have a page of that or something?
I do, yeah, by what's the artist's name now? Craig Russell or something like that? Or Craig... Shit. Nice. Anyways, I do have a page of that.
There you go.
Yeah, somewhere.
Get him on Spider-Man.
Yeah, better than this guy. The guy that... What's his name?
Chris Pachalo.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's drawn some of my favorite comics, which is like Shade the Changing Man. From Vertigo, DC Vertigo in the 90s. I love those. Peter Milligan wrote it. And but this is not up to snuff.
I don't think so. I don't know.
How do you get worse?
I don't know.
Frank Miller kind of gets worse too. Although there's like a certain charm to his artwork as well. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it looks like he's always like drunk when he's drawing it.
I feel
or like he gouged one of his eyes out and it's still bleeding.
I don't know. There's something like... It's almost like it's like you have to be a master to understand what the master is doing, like kind of thing. Like I like those Dark Knight 3 books that he was drawing and stuff. But I don't know.
I hate it.
Oh, his name is Craig Russo. I'm sorry. Craig Russell. Craig Russo. But anyway.
The guy's local, isn't he?
Yeah, that's probably how I got the page. I think I saw him at one of those tiny air conventions.
Stefan knows that too.
When they still existed, when there were still little conventions, as opposed to just everything.
He's always at Boston.
Remember that?
He's always at all the Boston ones, even the big ones. That guy.
Well, there you go.
I just know because Stefan's like good friends with him. He must. Maybe he's a Providence guy too.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from. It's remember those old conventions where you know, you could just go for like get in for free if you wore a costume and then take the costume off like I did when I went in.
Jerson was embarrassed to be seen at a convention in costume.
Yeah, that's weird.
I liked the basement of that weird Hancock's.
That's show. Where we met Josh. Was that one of those ones?
Where you met Josh.
Well, yeah.
I knew but Josh. I
met him there, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Memories.
The memories. And now here we are. We hate each other.
Yeah. Living in his house for a year.
What happened?
Durson, I know you're all in on this riding the Captain Marvel train fight wave.
Yeah.
Did you read the Captain Marvel-ish number 2?
Yeah, I did. Of course I did.
I know you did.
I don't know. It's fine. I don't love it.
It's not great.
No, it's not great. She's in this alternate reality. It's another one of those things where it's like, well, I've been here for 3 months, but you've only been gone in the real world for like 5 seconds. Yeah, I don't know. This stuff gets, it's the same old, it's, I don't know. I feel like they've done this kind of thing like over and over.
We just had it at Batman.
Yeah.
This Superman. And now we're in
Supergirl. Now we're doing
it. Oh, I'm sorry. Captain Marvel.
I'm sorry. She's not super. But I don't know. And it's like,
just kidding.
Whatever, alternate universe. Oh, and all the women are whatever. There's like no men there or something, or the men are all bad. Whatever. I was kind of like half
this, paying attention. Was it Kelly Thompson? I feel like she's trying to do like a Kelly Sue DeConnick thing, and it's not working.
Yeah, I know. I don't love it. Just keep everybody. There's enough stories. Just have them on Earth fighting the bad guys.
Yeah, look at what Fraction did with Hawkeye. He's just like in his apartment building. There you go.
Yeah, that was the point of that book. Like this is what he does when he's not being an Avenger, and everybody loved it.
And Jessica Jones too. That's another comic where just everything's just like, this is my neighborhood. You know, this is my Atlas Investigations, and let's figure Alias. Out some crime.
Fact.
Alias.
But
what did I say?
Atlas.
Oh yeah, because Atlas is across the hall in the TV show. A reference to the old Marvel Comics company name.
Yeah.
I knew that from reading the books.
Books? Nobody reads real books.
I was thinking about that awesome book that that John let me borrow about Wally Wood. So many years ago.
Yeah.
That was called a good Criminal.
Book. I think I heard about that Criminal book, I was thinking about how I read that, and he was a weird guy. Wow.
He drew a lot of S&M type of comics too, if I'm remembering correctly. It's hard for me to remember. I read it so long ago now.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And then, shot himself.
He died like alcoholic alone in like his apartment and shit, and it's very sad.
Yeah. He was kind of fucked up.
Oh man. Now you've gone and done
I wish I could ask. I wouldn't know what to ask because I'd probably just want to ask him G.I. Joe questions, but if I ever get a chance to chat with Larry Hama, I'd want to ask him about Wally Wood too.
Well, I mean, we have someone we could ask Wally Wood. Maybe if all of us went, then I wouldn't feel so awkward.
John wouldn't feel so awkward, yeah. Hey, 7 years ago, we kind
of...
Well,
he's liked a couple of my posts since then, so it's not as though, you know, it's been completely barren landscape. So.
Yeah, it'd definitely be... There you go.
You can go watch Good.
Yeah, we'll all go down there.
I think he's not that far from where we used to have my house down, originally.
And like that house? Or your house?
I mean, you can just keep telling everybody where I live in each episode of the podcast. It's not like I had a crazy person coming after me for a number of years or anything.
But, you know, I mean, that house has been
that's gone for years. All right, yeah.
Demolished.
Just drop that part of the conversation and just say you lived close to where I used to live.
Where you used to live. Like many years ago.
Yeah. No, that's not like you could do a simple internet search. I'm going to shut up now because now
it's enough for that Batman would be able to.
Don't let them know how to search you out.
Hold on. Let me just type up my social security number and put it in the show notes.
I'll delete that part. I'm sorry. That place on Mars you used to live.
Yeah. Well, no, as I established in the last episode, I live in North Dakota or something.
You did? When did you establish that?
You kept saying where I really live.
I thought Sorry. We all lived in Josh's drawers.
Yeah, that's right.
His warped drawers.
Whatever state that is. Sounds... Oh, God. Warped drawers. All right. On that note, what else? Is there anything else we need to wrap about?
I have some lunch soon, so...
Yeah, I want to have some lunch.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that Wonder Twins book was good. Wonder Twins.
Oh, all right.
I'll just Wonder leave Twins. It there.
This is the new sort of DC, like...
Wonder Comics, yeah.
Yeah.
But this guy, Mark Russell, did this really bizarre, like, super fucked up, like, indie comic, but it was called The Flintstones. And it was like a really, it was like a societal commentary. Now this, like, this Wonder Twins book isn't really that. Like, I forget even like their names, but like the kid is like a tryhard in schools, and he's like always trying to be friends, and everybody hates him. So it's like kind of funny. It's like one of those high school things, and to become friends, he like makes himself in the form of the ice hockey rink. So and you just see him with like a big smile underneath like the rink so that they can play hockey, and then like the hockey coach is just like, yeah, well, practice is over now, and see you later, get out of here. So he's trying to impress everybody and stuff, but it's like not working.
Oh man, kids can be cruel.
Pretty funny stuff though. This is a good book.
All right, very well. Anything else, Josh, in the you know,
toys?
Oh, toys.
Toy Fair was this weekend.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, Josh sent me some wild looking.
Yeah, I you know what, I usually hate when they do this, like DC, you know, they can't just keep making the same action figures over and over again, so they got to come up with new ideas, and usually I hate when they have like these wacky ideas, but they do. This new line coming out is DC Superheroes Luchador, like the Mexican. And it sounds dumb, but they look amazing.
Yeah,
and
I would, they look kind of like those battle ice things that I grabbed at Comic-Con for you guys.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're luchadors.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Kind of like in that same like He-Man kind of family looking.
Wow. All right.
And Super 7, the company actually got the licensing for the... I mean, they've been doing He-Man for a couple of years now, but they just are releasing... He-Man the movie, like from like back in the day, the Masters of the Universe movie action figures, and they look pretty sick.
Nice. Like Dolph Lundgren?
Like Dolph Lundgren.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
My god. That's hilarious.
And they're
I will say too, this Batman Luchador, it's pretty hilarious.
Right?
I just Google searched it.
He's but got like the various in a good way. Like
I know, that's awesome. Kind of awesome. That's hilarious.
And McFarlane is going to be has a DC license, so like McFarlane Toys is making DC, you know, Justice League figures next year, so I'll be buying some of those. Sorry, everybody.
And sorry.
One of the cool new things too that Super 7 is doing, they have other licenses, and they're starting to make the figures in the same like size and like same action, like all the joints and everything, so they look similar, so they can like you can like put them on the shelf with your other action figures that look the same.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Make them do dirty things to each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody does, right? That's
what they're doing on the shelf. Otherwise, otherwise you might as well keep them in the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Sell them that way.
Very well.
Very well. I did sell my Captain. So that I bought that Captain Marvel figure. I put it on like Instagram, whatever. And it comes with one of those build a figure arms.
Mm-hmm.
Sold that son of a bitch. I don't need the arm of a sentry or whatever it was. It's really great that people do that, though. I must say, I'm very sure, but I have no interest in it.
Oh, I got five like bucks. The last, like, you know, like. Ben Affleck Justice League Batman figure I got had like Steppenwolf, who's like the dumbass looking villain from Justice League. He had like his leg or something.
Right. I mean, people
out of here.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a way to like. I don't feel as bad for spending $20 on an action figure if I can get $5 back. You know, for the leg or the arm. You know.
Yeah.
So really, it makes if like.
So it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, right?
Whoa! Go on, Clay. So there you go. That's my Toy Story. Oh!
Toy Story 4, that's coming out this year.
I hope I don't cry like I did at the end of Toy Story 3.
Oh my god, that movie.
Don't think about it.
It's a real, really interesting. I'm going to say this too. So I was, that movie, when I first saw that, it was on TV when I was in the hospital.
Oh my god.
And like I was all medicated and everything anyway, and I'm watching it and I'm lying there and I'm like,
I know. I was not medicated if that
happened. Yeah. I heard that. That's why I could not watch that movie. It was bad enough Up did that to me in the first 10 minutes.
Oh my god. Up is
fucking
like,
thing.
I know.
Oh, pulling the old heartstrings, Disney. They're good at what they do.
I'm blaming the medication, but I know I probably would have got a little like I would have definitely cried. Anyway, but I'm like, no, it was the medication.
The medication was revealing your true self.
Maybe that's it. It dropped my guard. All right, one final note here before we get going.
The good bread.
The good bread.
So a few weeks ago, now I'm not blaming anyone here, but a few weeks ago I did that talk on villains. At our local PBS station there.
Correct. We should address this. The video controversy.
Why is someone getting... What? Why would you be blaming us?
Because my portion got cut off.
It's not our... It wouldn't be our fault.
Like, I'm not
blaming anyone here. I'm not even blaming them. I'm not blaming whoever...
It was me.
Pressed the wrong button. Whoever that cameraman is. I mean, I hope he got fired, but, I mean, you know, whatever.
If not, I hope someone's waiting outside of his workplace with a crowbar, taking his knees out, not saying, just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you do that...
So, Dursa was on this thing, and then they posted, like, a little snippet, and it also was like, here's the YouTube video for the whole thing. And then... I immediately saw it and I started sharing it around. I didn't have time to sit and watch the whole thing, but Thurston was like, "Yeah, that was only 15 minutes of my talk," and I was like, "Yo,
it was whatever. It was 15 seconds,
15 of seconds." And then I was like at work, and I was like, "Wait a minute!" And so like I had the sound off, and I like scrolled through the entire long video, the 40-minute long. No Thurston at all in it.
No.
Oh.
And they actually put it. I mean, like she did send me a nice email saying, but it never said like. Oh, it was kind of like this light kind of thing. Like, unfortunately, we had a technical issue, and it was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Anyway, you
how
can
are they
back.
Not recording everything?
I'm
in
like,
there?
What the? Yeah, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? You can't give me anything. Do you have any audio? Anything? Like, I was really bummed.
Was Clay there being like, they'll figure it out?
Yeah, right. Just like,
how did they even have that 15 seconds? Was that just from somebody's phone or something?
I don't know, but it was in red. I was wearing like I had my
you
shirt
in red.
It was really weird. Whatever it was, it was very bizarre, and I didn't like it. But
well,
I mean, it happens.
It's in the ether now. You did that thing. They can't take it away from you. You still did it. It's still on your resume.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of hoping they'd be like, "Why don't you come back and you know to make up for it again?" And,
I keep waiting for my invite to get interview with Kira Takarada again. It's not happening.
Oh, see?
I sent that guy a friend request to ask me to do it. He hasn't even accepted it yet. It's making me a little bummed out.
Well, I mean, he's a busy man. He's
God's a busy man.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
I'm sorry,
I know. I mean, I'm a little bummed. I'm not, like I said, I'm not blaming.
When I shared it, though, I had no idea that you.
I know.
Because I was like, what do you mean? You know, there's no way I would have known.
Right. No, I figured that, you know, what happened. But
I mean,
so
unless I watched it.
Because Clay's like, check out, you know, Lord, or whatever, podcast commander, President Thurston on the. And I was like, oh, but I'm not really there. It's like 10 seconds.
It's a good thing I didn't, like, email you and tell you how amazing it was that I saw
it. Oh, that was really good. I like what you said. That would be funny.
Good job, Thurston.
Wow, I was enthralled by the whole thing.
Yeah. At least they got me talking about Robin Hood, but that was it. It was 10 seconds of saying, Robin Hood, outlaw of the 21st century. And then maybe that's why they just released that one part. It's like, at least get him to plug his comic.
Final thoughts.
Oh, well.
The good bread.
I got my awesome gloves so I could get the good bread now, too. So
nice. There you go.
To the extreme. Extreme good bread.
To the extreme!
Ever again. As if you'd ever see long hair in person ever again.
That's true.
All right, guys. Well, thanks. Thanks, Josh, for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad we, finally settled all our differences.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, obviously, John and Clay as well.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to you, guys. And happy President's Day. And, we'll see you chumps later.
Adios, assholes.
Later.
Carrie Fisher's gone, Ryan Johnson. She won't be in the sequel, this we know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Leia could have died when her ship blew up. So why'd you make her come to life and fly? Why? Why? There's a lot more topics about which we could complain. Rose's romance wasn't great. This song is just 4 minutes, so I can sing every line. There's a 2-hour podcast if you've got the time. Don't feel too bad, Ryan Johnson. I heard they gave you your own trilogy. Just one last thing, Ryan Johnson. Let's not have blue milk next time, okay? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
My name's Ryan, and I'm going to fancy it up.